0845 957 0057. Randy is next. Good evening, Randy.
Hi, Artie. How are you?
I'm not very good, Randy, but you you knew that was coming, so...
I did.
Go on, far away. What did you think?
I thought it was a pretty poor show today, because Cheltenham should have been there for the taking. And the problem is, it's just the midfield, isn't it? Every time we get the ball back, we just seem to launch it forward and expect Force and Mo to do something with it. I mean, they've got the potential to be a superb strike force in this league, but if we can't supply them with anything half decent, they're not going to be able to do it, are they?
We were a little bit unlucky, Randy, to lose Paul Reid and Tommy Fraser just at the same time, weren't we?
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think it still shows the desperate need we have for reinforcements, and also Martoza as well, not forgetting him, because in the wide positions, I don't remember Cox doing too much today, and although Robinson scored, he didn't really threaten a lot either. And I just think we need, if we have a creative force, it's always said, isn't it, like a Curry sort of play, obviously that's not going to happen, but just somebody who you know is going to be worth creating a couple of goals a game for you, then...
Now, going back to my fanzine days, people used to say to me, Barry Lloyd, you're very negative. And I thought, well, no, you know, that's a football fan. And you, in that last sentence, Randy, you're having a little pop at Jake Robinson. Now, if they hadn't scored those two goals, we'd have all been... Because that was a great goal by Jake.
Yeah, it was, but you can't have a player on the pitch, especially a wide man, who's just going to get one goal every match, because it's an 11-man game. We can't afford to have any people being carried by the size, can you?
You can't expect a player to be carried and get one goal every match. He'd score 46 goals in a season. I think that'd break some sort of record, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think that's something worth researching. And
I've got to ask you about 5 out of 5. Do you think we can do it?
Well, that's the key, isn't it? Our whole season will probably be summed up in these next 5 home matches, because if we struggle to get anything from them, then we're going to be looking over our shoulders. But if we can get something from them all, then we're going to be going up. So it's going to decide whether the rumours are true about Mickey Mouse wearing a Dean Wilkins wristwatch, isn't it?
Thank you very much, Randy. And what was your final point? Because I don't want you to leave us on that one. Because Jimmy Tarbuck wants his joke book back.
No, my final point was, I was very impressed with the passion that Cheltenham showed today to never give up, fight back and give 100%. And I think if our players could show... No, they're passionate, all right, but if our players could show the sort of passion that Cheltenham had to match the ability that we've got in our team, then we could be doing a lot better than what we are.
Randy, thank you very much for your call. 0845 957 0057. A little bit harsh there, didn't you think, Mike?
On who?
Well,
on you.
On Dean Wilkins. He can be as harsh as he wants on me. I'm big enough and ugly enough. But, you know...
I'm not going to argue with that.
Had a pop at Jake, you know, had a pop at Dean with the old Mickey Mouse watch joke, I kicked the bottom of my crib out laughing at that one.
Game of opinions.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you say?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
It is indeed.